Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open a genuinely mind-bending one, Simone de Beauvoir's The Ethics of Ambiguity. So Sophie, I gotta ask, what's the first thing that hits you when you think about this book?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, the first thing that hits me is how urgent it feels. She wrote this right after World War II, when the world had just seen the worst of what humans can do to each other. She's not writing from an ivory tower. She's trying to figure out how we can be good, without God, or any external rulebook.
Right. And that's the big question, isn't it? If there's no preordained purpose, no cosmic plan, then why not just do whatever we want? Why be ethical at all?
Exactly. And her answer starts with this idea that we're fundamentally ambiguous creatures. We're both subjects and objects, both free and determined. We can reflect and choose, but we're also stuck in a world we didn't make, with bodies that limit us and histories that shape us.
So we're this weird mix of freedom and constraint. And the temptation, she says, is to try to escape that ambiguity, to pretend we're either purely free, like we're gods, or purely determined, like we're just things.
Yes, and she calls that escape bad faith. It's when we lie to ourselves about our situation. We pretend we have no choice, or we pretend we're totally unconstrained, but both are denials of our real condition.
But here's the thing. Her idea of freedom isn't just doing whatever you want. It's more fundamental. It's the very structure of consciousness. Even a prisoner has the freedom to choose how they respond to their imprisonment.
Right. And that's where she introduces a key distinction. There's the natural freedom we all have just by being conscious. But then there's a higher moral freedom that we have to achieve through action. It's about consciously affirming our own freedom and the freedom of others.
And that leads to her big principle, to will oneself free is to will others free. Because my freedom only has meaning in relation to other freedoms. If I treat you as an object, I'm denying the very thing that makes my life meaningful.
It's like love. A real love relationship recognizes the other as a free subject. The moment you try to possess or control someone, you're undermining the love itself because you're denying their freedom.
And then she breaks down these different ways people try to dodge their freedom. There's this serious person who throws themselves into some cause or goal as if it were absolute and unquestionable.
Yeah, the serious person is like a true believer who never stops to question whether the cause is actually worth it. They hand over their freedom to the project and they become a slave to it.
Then there's the nihilist, someone who sees that there's no objective meaning and concludes that nothing matters, so why bother? But she says that's just another escape. It denies our power to create our own values.
And the adventurer. They do affirm their freedom by taking risks, but their freedom is selfish. They treat other people as obstacles or tools for their own thrill-seeking. They never take responsibility for how their actions affect others.
And the passionate person, the one who says, "I couldn't help it, I was overcome by anger." She's like, "No, you chose to act on that anger. You're not a victim of your emotions."
So against all these, she offers the ideal of the authentic person. Someone who embraces their ambiguity, who accepts that there's no external justification for their existence, but they don't despair. They create their own meaning through action.
And the authentic person knows their freedom is tied to everyone else's. They work to build a world where all people can exercise their freedom, not just themselves.
But she's clear that this isn't about intentions or feelings. It's about what you actually do. Ethics is political. We can't be ethical in isolation because our choices always affect others.
So she's saying the structures of society either enable or crush freedom. And if you really will freedom, you have to work to transform unjust systems, like colonialism, class oppression, and the situation of women.
And she even talks about the oppressed falling into bad faith too, by accepting their oppression as natural or inevitable. The ethical task is for both oppressor and oppressed to recognize their fundamental equality as free subjects.
But she's not naive. She knows our projects can fail, and we're finite beings who will die. She says we have to act without certainty, embrace the risk, and take responsibility for the consequences.
And she doesn't shy away from the question of violence. She says sometimes force might be necessary to fight oppressors, but it's always a tragic necessity, never an end in itself. The goal is always a world where violence is no longer needed.
That reminds me of her point about childhood and maturity. Kids aren't fully responsible for their freedom yet. They live in a world of rules they didn't choose. But growing up means becoming the author of your own values.
And so many people never fully make that transition. They stay in a state of moral immaturity, looking to external authorities to tell them what to do. The ethical task is to become fully adult and embrace our freedom.
So this book isn't a list of commandments. It's a way of thinking about ethics that fits the human condition. It's not about following rules. It's about creating values.
And that's what I love about it. It's not offering false comfort. It's saying, you are free, and that's both a burden and a gift. And that's the only way to live authentically.
For me, the takeaway is that freedom isn't just about doing what I want. It's about recognizing that my freedom is bound up with everyone else's. And that's not a limitation. It's what gives my choices meaning.
Yeah. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. The Ethics of Ambiguity is an ethics for grown-ups, one that asks us to create our own meaning and take responsibility for building a world where everyone can be free. We'll see you in the next one.